This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
You know the feeling. Your ears start to warm up. Your tongue goes numb. You start sweating and taking deep breaths. You've just eaten something spicy, knowing it would be painful, and yet you chose to do it anyway. Are humans just masochistic, or is there something else going on? The answer lies in both science and history. Let's start with the science. Spicy isn't actually a taste like salty, sweet, sour, and bitter. It's a sensation. This sensation is triggered by a chemical compound found in chili peppers called capsaicin. When we eat foods containing capsaicin, our bodies are tricked into thinking the temperature is actually rising. In trying to temper the burning sensation, our bodies release endorphins, which control pain and at the same time give a feeling of pleasure. Like painkillers. This is what is happening chemically, but there is also a conscious side to choosing spicy food. Dr. Tamara Rosenbaum, cognitive neuroscientist at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, explains in an interview with the BBC that this is because we are rational beings. We know that the burning sensation of chili does not physically harm us. Furthermore, we derive pleasure from the other ingredients chili is generally cooked and eaten with, including fat, sugar, and salt. So, like skydiving, eating chili is a form of thrill-seeking or benign masochism, where we get pleasure from a seemingly negative sensation. This masochistic relationship with capsaicin has been a long one, starting in the Andes of South America, where chili peppers originate. Humans were one of the few mammals on Earth that developed a taste for capsaicin, so, archaeological evidence suggests, they started cultivating chili peppers about 6,000 years ago. Human intervention changed the chili pepper to suit human tastes and needs, including the pepper's colour, size, and capsaicin content, helping to explain the many different types of chili peppers now available. Fast forward to today, and our love affair with the chili pepper is going strong. We eat around 57.3 million tons of peppers globally each year, and chili is a key ingredient in traditional dishes from Mexico to Korea. Maybe we are masochistic after all.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.